good to see everyone. It's a big crowd today. Does this mean that sickness has left your house? How many of you have had sickness in your house in the last 3 weeks? Yes. I have never seen so much sickness since I've lived in Idaho. So I think every single family in here has been sick sometime in the last month. Somebody. It's crazy. Well, I have a question for you besides sickness. Think about this, what is the favorite thing that you have? The favorite thing. What's your favorite thing? Think about it. It could be a stuffed animal, a blanket, a pillow, it could be your bed, it could be a pet. Is there anything that I didn't name right there? A favorite thing. Brothers, oh yeah. The Lord himself. Dog, yes. Family. God himself, favorite thing. A water bottle. Okay. Well, every one of us, we have things that we have been given to us. Now notice, all of those things, people were given to us. None of those did you just create? You couldn't create any of those things, right? Everything is given. And our God, he wants us to honor him with what is his. Because those things, like the water bottle himself, our family, our pets, our stuffed animals, those things actually also belong to him because he owns everything. He owns the whole world and everything that's in it. So he wants us to use those gifts in a way that is honoring to him. And this will be true for the rest of your life. Now, our attention has faded. Hey, right here. For the rest of your life, everything that you receive, God wants you to use in a way that is honoring to him. That shows that you value it as a gift from him. So, the people that are out there behind you, these are the adults, they also are to be using everything given to them in a way that honors God. So this is for forever, for the rest of our life. Shows that we're grateful that he's given us these things. Okay? I'm going to pray for you now. You're going to learn. And even the lessons that we receive today are gifts from him. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your abundant gifts. How you don't just give us survival in this world. You heap goodness on us. And we admit we don't often thank you. We often live ignoring you as if these things, we got them because of our own goodness or skill or attractiveness. Lord, I pray for these young folks that they would live with reference to you. And everything they have and even the breath that they breathe, they would know it's a gift from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're heading to class back there.